Yeah, I can hear you. Okay. That's all right. I'm happy to talk to you. Yeah, so Whale Map is basically a tool that can be used by anyone, so volunteers who, in this field, we generally call citizen scientists, to record marine mammal sighting data out on the water. And the idea is that having large-scale data of where marine mammals are, especially mammals like humpback whales that migrate from Hawaii to Alaska every year, is really, really hard to get, and it's not really feasible if you do the traditional methods of having scientists collect the data. So, like other citizen science projects, it kind of catalyzes on this amazing love for marine mammals that a lot of people have and collects data across, hopefully one day, the entire world, or at least the entire Pacific Ocean, so we can really look at how these animals are moving and if their populations are changing and whatnot. Well, traditional science is actually pretty expensive to be out on a boat even for a week or two. And so in general, a lot of marine mammal data, since you're collecting data on the water, you have to have a boat and a crew. And so a lot of data is collected over a couple of weeks or maybe a month or two every year or every other year. But really, you can't cover the entire Pacific Ocean by one, as being one scientist or even a group of scientists. The only way to do it is to work collaboratively. So there was one amazing paper that was published, but it took over 400 people working together, scientists and organizations, to get information on how humpback whales and other marine mammals were migrating across the Pacific. And so basically, this is, instead of looking at the study of one whale in one small area, it's saying, let's gather all of our forces together and work together to look at how these animals move across really vast distances that we can't even travel across and follow them everywhere they go. It would almost be impossible.
Is it more like it's just a mass of, so you can sort of follow this mass of dots?
Yeah.
One C rather than the actual, you know, particular whales, you know, is that what it's about?
Yeah, so Whale Map is definitely about looking at a population scale of what these animals are doing. It's not looking at an individual and an individual's behavior. So other scientific projects are really great at doing that. And Whale Map definitely has a different kind of direction. It's looking at how can we look at how these populations are moving and changing as a whole. And the idea is, for a lot of citizen science projects, if you get more data, then you kind of account for errors, such as spotting the same animal twice in the same area, because you're more so looking at where you have higher abundance or counts of the animals overall than looking at one animal's individual movement.
What was the sort of inspiration behind it?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I actually work with a whole team, and Whale Map was originally developed by Leilani Stell, a professor at the University of Redlands, and Melody King, who's done all the coding for the Android. And so they actually developed the Android version a couple years before I started working on the project. And it was funny because I was going to develop a very similar project but for an iPhone, and then we just decided to collaborate, which was the best decision ever because these apps take a lot of time and a fair amount of money to create, but then after they're done, they're solid and you don't have to put any more financial means into them. You just have to revise them over time. So it was actually developed at University of Redlands, and they decided on the Android because at the time when they were looking at the statistics, that was the most used phone. We would like to ultimately have it on an iPhone as well. We just need funding for it, essentially. Yeah, so it's actually really great. Whale Map to as a total has a record of over 100 users who are recording data, which is really exciting. And we're getting a lot of data coming in from Southeast Alaska and then from all the way down to Seattle. Then we have a couple users in Oregon and California. And the actual data that I get is points of where these specific marine mammals are. So, for example, I'll get a longitude and latitude location of where a humpback whale was sighted, how many were sighted, if there were calves present. People can record behavior if they would like, and they can add notes, and we also have weather and a confidence rating. And so, I right now, for my master's thesis at Oregon State University, am taking that data that we have and looking at how we can apply it to research questions and how we can use it to look at different populations and really for future applications of collecting more data. Well, it's different because let's see, last summer I had 1,200 sightings recorded over 3 months over the entire area of Southeast Alaska, and there was no one else who was able to collect that type of data because, well, I mean, the data was being collected at two different places at the same time. So even if you were a scientist working on collecting that data, you couldn't be at two places at once, and you couldn't have covered the entire summer. So essentially, we're getting in information on where these animals are that isn't being recorded by anyone else, and we're trying to get this information to be recorded year-round, which is something that has never been done, and which is really exciting. We're trying to have it being recorded all along the West Coast. So you can see for humpback whales that go down to Baja during the summer, you could see their migration from Alaska all the way down south through Washington and Oregon and California down to Baja throughout the year, which is really, really exciting. And that's really not anything that has ever been done at a population scale. So that's looking at more than, a couple individuals. Yeah, so I think the future is really exciting. I just got a grant from Hatfield Marine Science Center to do a couple more revisions to the app that was based on what our reviewers wanted from, or what our users wanted from last summer. So those revisions are happening right now and should be done by the end of the summer. And we're going to be kickstarting some more campaigning to get people in Oregon involved and other parts of the West Coast. And I think ultimately, the more that we show that the data can be used for scientific research, the more we have the backup of the scientific community, and the more outreach we get, I mean, the potential is amazing, and I could see it as being something like eBird, where you're having this information on birds being collected from around the world. I could see it happening for marine mammals as well. And then it's just amazing the questions you can answer. You can look at how, you know, changes in water temperature or changes in the climate are impacting these different populations. So it's really cool, kind of the questions you can answer once you get it started and going and get a lot of people on board. Yeah, so that's actually why I did my personal study and outreach in Southeast Alaska, is because, I mean, it is just the most fantastic place to go to see marine mammals that I can think of. And it's such a wonderful place to have tourists come and local Alaskans to go out and really experience a connection with the ocean and with marine life. And so having a way that people can connect to it, and then having a device such as the Whale Map application that people can use to help record data is really perfect. So I think that Southeast Alaska is really unique, and it's, I mean, you know, it's an amazing, beautiful place. And that's one of the reasons why I did my study and focused particularly on Southeast Alaska, because I know we'd have a lot of data because we have a lot of really enthusiastic people who like to know more and look for different whales and seals and sea otters. And there's also a huge abundance of marine life there. So I knew we'd get some, we'd have some sightings. Yeah. No, it totally is new. We're collecting all the data from satellites, so we don't actually even use cell service to collect the data. And, you know, that's really important for Southeast Alaska, where you don't have cell service in a lot of areas. And without the advancing smartphone technology that you can use to record GPS locations, and this app tracks where the boat is going, so you have kind of a vessel track line, which we use to look at survey effort. Without that type of technology, this type of information really can't be collected. And so what you would end up getting is, if someone was really proactive, then in pen and paper, they would be able to write down their latitude and longitude locations and all the information. But having the app really makes it easier, so it's just kind of a click button. Things are automatically recorded that we can get automatically recorded, and then it's uploaded to our database once the user hits cell service, which it just basically makes the interface a lot smoother and a lot less kind of external work for the users who are helping collect data. So a lot of people who we had collect data were either captains or naturalists that were on different boats that were taking people, generally tourists, on tours around Southeast Alaska. So these boats that would be going on week or 2 week long tours, some people we would give them a Android platform or an Android tablet that they could use, and other people would download it to their own Android phone, and they would help collect data. And some captains would get their whoever was on board to help collect data with them, and so the tourists who were on their boats would get to experience it too. We also have private vessel owners, who were people with their own sailboat or yacht or fishing boat or whatever they have, and they would help us collect data. Generally, those people were either from Washington or Alaska, and we have a couple fishermen who are helping us collect data. And basically, overall, from kind of some of my survey results from last summer, everyone who helps us collect data has some pre-existing interest in marine mammals and or the ocean, which really makes sense because if you're going to help with the project on collecting information on whales or sea otters, you probably have some sort of interest in them. So really that's the defining characteristic of our users, is that it's people who like the ocean, who like marine mammals, and who care about them and want to help learn more about them. I hope it gives them a sense of contribution and a sense of knowing that they are helping a whole new field evolve, in which we get back to saying, yes, every person can be a scientist and every person can learn and study different amazing animals that are around the world. And hopefully they get that sense of awe that also I know I feel every time I see a whale or a sea otter in the ocean. And also, I am going to be publishing a paper as a result of this study, and so they'll be acknowledged within the paper, and so really showing people that, yes, your effort is being used, and this is the paper that we're publishing, and we're really trying to move the movement forward of having citizen science collect and really be a part of the scientific process, because that's what I'm most passionate about, is really education and, you know, inspiring people to say, yeah, I am, you know, I can do this, and it's fun, because it is fun. Sure, exactly. It's about having it be tangible, and then also the ability to go on our website, and then one day it'll be on the app itself, and look at the distribution of all of the whales within your area and say, wow, I just saw one small picture of really a huge population, a huge community that's going on around me. So I think it's both of those things. So that's what my thesis is, actually. A big part of what I am studying and what I'm doing is looking at the statistics that we need to see if we can use this data for research and if it can be accurate enough. So we have certain techniques with WhaleMap to account and kind of account for accuracy, and one of that is having users record their confidence rating of how confident they are of all the information they entered. And then for what I'm doing is looking at, if you lower that confidence rating to, let's say, 1 out of 5, then does your accuracy level go down? And what is the limit at which we should keep the data? So right now I'm guessing that confidence ratings of 4 and 5, which are kind of the top, yeah, I'm pretty confident that this is the right animal, I entered the right information and everything, that's going to be the type of data we use. And so that's one way to kind of account for error and possibly misidentification of the animals. Another thing is, once you have a large number of sightings recorded, you actually start to reduce the error associated with, you know, random misidentifications by having an overabundance of data points, essentially. And this is something that citizen science has as an advantage over more traditional methods, because we have the potential to have an overabundance of data in which you actually start it's almost like overriding those spurious errors in which you misidentify a humpback whale for a blue whale, for example, by having a lot more information on where these animals are. I also, for Southeast Alaska and for other areas, have a marine mammal identification guide that is helpful for identifying whales and other marine mammals, and it really tries to emphasize what they look like in the water versus just what their full body looks like, because we often never see their full body. And so that's a way to try to help with improving our user identification. And for all my users this past summer in Southeast Alaska, it was incredible. They all took tests before and after using the app of how well they could identify marine mammals, and we had significant improvement on their identification skills. So that's another component, is oftentimes people who get involved in this project and other citizen science projects, they really improve their skills over time. And so, yeah, so that is, we're combating this kind of debate by doing the analysis that I'm doing, and we have expert and novice users, and we have that set up for WhaleMap as well, where if you apply and get verified, you can be an expert user, and then we can compare the two data sets to look at the difference between them. Yeah, it's sort of like everyone has a rating of how well they think that they answered everything correctly when recording where the animal is and what they're doing, and then that helps us kind of assess if we should use that information in our data analysis or not. Ideally, I think the answer is there. I wouldn't want to ever put a limit on the number of users who we would like to ideally be using the app, because my vision, working with, you know, Leilani and Mello, the WhaleMap team, is that we would expand it to include more and more people on the West Coast and in Hawaii, so we kind of have this coverage of migration in the Pacific Ocean, and then move on into the Atlantic Ocean and have an unlimited number of users. I mean, that would be absolutely incredible. And there's no really, I would never say like 500 would be the perfect number, because more is always better. But yeah, exactly. Yeah, thank you for calling and wanting to learn more about WhaleMap. It's So on an expert on citizen science or on, yeah, in who's interested in marine mammal citizen science or other? So our project is really kind of one of the first apps that has ever been developed for WhaleMap. And the other person I would suggest talking to would be Dr. Leilani Stell at the University of Redlands, since she's the original developer and she's still lead of the app itself. And so she's been working on it for, I'm not sure how many years, like 5 years. And so it's definitely, yeah. Yeah, so my name is Courtney Hahn, and I'm a master's student at Oregon State University, and I've been working with WhaleMap for my master's thesis and helping decide which revisions we should make into the app based on our user feedback and how we can use the data for answering some research questions. Okay.